Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
All right, if you have your textbook, let's hold it up. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came, in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's thank God for the Word today, can't we, everybody? Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I encourage you to get your Bible, something to take notes with, follow along with me today. I really believe I can help you, I promise you. If you'll give me your attention, and what you give your attention to, your affection follows, right? And give your attention to the Word of God, I believe that today I can answer problems, I can solve problems, I can help you today with whatever you're dealing with from God's Word. We've been in a series called, Why Should I Read My Bible? Why should I read my Bible? If you weren't with us last weekend, you can download it, go to our website. I gave you 7 ways last weekend how to unpack the Bible. 7 ways on how to unpack the Bible. The Bible is our guidebook as Christians. The Bible should be our most valuable treasure that you and I have. Well, when my mother passed away, my sister was kind of over everything. And my sister said, I know you'll want this, Dave. And the only thing I got out of the inheritance from my mother when she passed away was her Bible. And Cheryl said, you know, this is her most valuable treasure, was her Bible. I knew you would want it. As a believer, our most valuable treasure should be our Bible. Amen, somebody. So let's get right into it. And I know you're already ready, but how you get the most out of our services? Thank you for being here today. It's summer. People are traveling on vacation. Thank you. But I want you to get the most out of the service today, and you do it 3 ways, with receptivity. Receptivity. And I can tell you, you're ready to receive. Amen. I mean, I was hesitating. Do we want to keep on dancing, or do I want to teach? I didn't know, but I thought, well, we'll dance tonight. Praise God. So receptivity, the ability to be receptive as the word goes forth, not be rebellious, but be receptive. Receptivity. The second way how you get the most out of our services is through respect. Respecting God's house, respecting His presence, respecting one another, respecting the leadership, respecting and honoring the Word of God. Did you know the Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 8, if you promote the Word will promote you. I believe that. Amen. So through receptivity, being receptive, coming and believing that God has a word for you and your heart is open. Then with reverence and respectability, respecting the presence of God, honoring the presence of God. And then thirdly, reaching. In other words, you're hungry. You want to grow. You want to get closer to God. You want to go deeper in God. You want to become more spiritual. You want the gifts of the Spirit operating in your life. You want the fruit of the Spirit operating in your life. You want to see miracle after miracle after miracle. And with reaching and with receptivity and with respect, I'll tell you, you're positioned to go into a new level. Is that okay? Okay, so why should I read my Bible? John chapter 10, verse 35. Look at the screen and go to your Bible if you can. Mark it. Your Bible should be all marked up. But John 10, 35, He called them gods, unto whom the word of God came. Now, Jesus is talking. The word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. So Jesus called the Bible the word of God. He himself called the Bible the Word of God, and he called it Scripture. He called it the Word of God, and he called it Scripture. Now, this is very important because the Bible, Jesus himself called it the Word of God. But yet the Word of God, the Bible, calls Jesus the Word of God. It doesn't make sense, does it, until you get revelation. In John chapter 1 in the New Testament, it says, in the beginning was God, and the God was Word, and the Word of God. God was the Word and the Word of God in the beginning. So Jesus is called the Word of God, and the Bible is called the Word of God. It's very important that we understand that. Then how does it work, Pastor? The Bible is the written Word of God, and Jesus is the personal Word of God. It still doesn't make sense. You see, I can't have a relationship with the personal Word of God, Jesus, without having a relationship with the written Word of God, the Bible. That's why I should read my Bible every day. We're reading through the one-year Bible as a church. If you don't have one, you can go to our bookstore. We have a bookstore in the lobby. You can pick up the one-year Bible there. If you started with me, you fell off, don't be condemned. Pick it back up and start today. But notice that, why should I read my Bible? Because I can't know the personal Word of God, Jesus, without reading the written Word of God, the Bible, and the Scriptures. Does that make sense? So people, it just amazes me, people that are never in the Word. And the latest poll is 3 out of 10 Christians in America read their Bible every day. Only 3 out of 10 in America Christians read their Bible every day. And it amazes me when people say, I need a word from God, when all you got to do is get in the written Word of God and get a word. I need a word from God today, Pastor. Then get in the one-year Bible and you will get a word from God from the written Word of God. Pastor, I haven't felt God in a long time. I'm in a dry spell. I'm in a valley. I'm frustrated. I'm confused. What should I do? Get in the written Word of God, and then you'll get closer to the personal Word of God, Jesus Christ. Does that make sense? So that's why we need a healthy relationship with the Bible, with the Scripture, with the written Word of God. Because the written Word of God, I have to have a relationship with it before I can have a good relationship with the personal Word of God, which is Jesus Christ. Make sense? So if I'm valuing and making it the most valuable possession in my life, the Bible, the Scripture, and if I'm reading it and applying it, you see, when you read the Bible, you want to read it not looking for mistakes, but how can you apply it into your own personal life? And so if I'm in the Word and the Word is in me and I'm reading my Bible, and you might be here and I get it. You say, Pastor, you know, the Bible's too hard for me to read. That's a lie from the devil. That's a myth. He's robbing you. Oh, Pastor, I just don't really like the Bible so much. I don't understand it. Well, if you'll stay around me, you'll learn to love it. You'll learn to learn it. And then you'll live it. Can you say that with me? Love it. Learn it. Live it. Again, love it, learn it, live it. Well, you can do that. And if we do that, the first benefit is that we become the person God created us to be in order to fulfill the purpose he created you for. In other words, we got to become the person before the purpose will ever come to pass. Are you listening to me? We got to become the person before the purpose will ever come to pass. We need a dream, we need a vision, we need a goal, but our focus should be on growing every day. Our focus should be on getting just a little bit better version of ourselves every day. Becoming the person that God wants us to be, and we find out who that is in the written Word of God. Don't go to your peers and don't go to your parents to find out who you are. Don't go to your enemy and don't go to your friend to find out who you are. When I was growing up, they told me I wouldn't live past 30. They say, you'll never get past 30. You're in trouble all the time. You're a troublemaker. You get into fights. You get into trouble. You're going to wind up where you don't want to wind up, and you'll never live past 30. They bullied me in school. They made fun of me in school. We've all been there, done that. But you go to the Word of God, and I found out the Bible says I'm a new creation. The Bible said, old things pass away. The Bible says all things became new. The Bible says God's got a purpose and plan for my life before I was ever a thought in my parents' life. The Bible says that God wants to be good to me, and that God is for me, and that God has a plan for my life, and that I was born to win when I got born again. The Bible says that I'm an overcomer. I'm a high achiever. I'm a winner. I'm on top. I'm the head, not the tail. Everything my hand touches prospers and comes to maturity. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed coming. I'm blessed going. Favor God's on my life. Fog everywhere. Favor of God. That's what the Bible says about me. The Bible says that everything my hand will touch will succeed in life. So that's a benefit of getting in the Bible, the written word of God. You find out the person that God created you to be in order to fulfill the purpose God has for you. Now listen very carefully. I need revelation to discover my purpose. But revelation is always connected to my character. Revelation is always connected to my character. God revealing to me what I need to know that I don't know to fulfill my purpose and why I'm here on this planet is connected to my character. My character is connected to my vision. My character is connected to my purpose. So if there's flaws in my character, it hinders my revelation. It hinders my revelation, what I'm able to see. The Bible says in the Beatitudes in Matthew 5, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That doesn't mean when you get to heaven. That means here in the now and nasty. Blessed are those who are pure in heart. That's character. So God, work on our character every day. We got to allow God to do that. We got to put our pride down. There's a wailing prophet back there agreeing with me right now. We got to put our pride down. Can I have a witness in the house? We got to put our pride down, our self-centeredness, our selfishness, our flesh. We got to put it down. We got to open ourselves up to the work of the Holy Spirit in our life, who's sanding and chiseling and adapting and adjusting us into the person we need to be in order to fulfill the purpose of why God has us here on this planet. So we find that out when we're reading our Bible. Let me show you 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. So the Bible is anointed. It's God-breathed. It's not like any ordinary book. It's alive. It's alive. It's full of energy. It's full of strength. It's full of healing. Did you know reading your Bible can get you healed? Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them. He sent his word and heal them. So as I'm teaching the word right now, you could receive your miracle of healing. Thank you. You could receive, and right now God is healing someone with arthritis in the hands. I mean, your fingers, your knuckles, everything. God's healing you, arthritis in your hands. In Jesus' name, I decree that miracle. Receive it. That's yours. Amen. Migraine headaches, go. And the root and the cause of it, go. Insomnia, go. He gives his beloved sleep in Jesus' name. Confusion, go. He gives clarity in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. So he sent his word and healed them. I declare eyes be healed, ears be healed, neck be healed, spine be healed, hips be healed, knees, you be healed, pancreas, cancer, go, you be healed in the name of Jesus. He sent his word and healed them. Reading my Bible will heal me. It's inspired by God. It's God-breathed. There's no other book like it. It's anointed in Jesus' name. Did you know in James chapter 1, it says receive, everyone say receive, that's receptivity, receive the engrafted word of God, which is able to save your soul. Now, your soul is not your spirit. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So if you have mental torment, if you have a mental illness, if you have a mental pain, you don't have a sound mind, God can, the word reading it can heal your soul or your mind, your emotions, your memory, and your thought life. The word of God can restore that which the devil stole from you. I'm speaking to somebody right now that drugs, they've told you, have robbed you of brain cells. That drugs have caused what's happening in your life right now. I speak over your life. You're healed, restored, and what the enemy stole, God's going to restore sevenfold back into your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So notice it says the scripture is profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now look what it says in the Passion Translation. Every scripture, everybody say every scripture. Every scripture from Genesis to Revelation, every scripture is anointed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the author of this book. Now, listen to this. The Old Testament is in the New Testament revealed. And the New Testament is in the Old Testament concealed. I'll read that again. The Old Testament is in the New Testament revealed. The New Testament is in the Old Testament concealed. So every scripture is inspired by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you. So you should be gaining strength as I'm teaching the scripture right now by its instruction and correction. So we get instruction, we get correction, and then we get transformation. We want more than instruction, and we want more than correction. We want transformation. We want to leave changed every time we come to church. It will empower you by its instruction, correction, giving you the strength to get through what you're going through today. Giving you the strength to get back up, giving you the strength to get back on track, giving you the strength to try again. We sang it, God's got a miracle, and then another miracle, and then another miracle, and then another miracle. Somebody say, the miracle's on the way. Amen. To take the right direction and will lead you into a deeper path of godliness. Look what it says in the Message paraphrase. Every part of Scripture is God-breathed, and it's useful one way or another, showing us the truth. So when the word is going forth and you're reading your one-year Bible out loud, then what's happening? Truth is coming, and truth sets us free from hang-ups, addictions, hurts, offenses, our past, fear, worry, anxiety, drugs, cocaine, all the above, alcohol. It sets us free, exposing our rebellion. Oh my goodness. What keeps us from moving forward? Pride. And notice it comes the instruction, and then it comes exposure, and then we say, yes, Lord. I just lost the crowd right there. It comes instruction and then exposure. In other words, what's wrong with us? We say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Then comes correction. We got to give him permission to correct us when the word's going forth. So instruction, then exposure. This is the attitude. This is the action. This is the habit. This is the behavior. This is the ungodliness. And we say, yes, Lord, correct me. And then after correction comes revelation. Comes the answer to solve every problem in your life. Correcting our mistakes. He takes our mistakes and he makes them miracles. He takes our mistakes and he makes them miracles. Training us to live God's way. Now, if you read the next verse, verse 17, we don't have it there for you, but verse 17, it says, then you become complete. You become complete and furnished and fitted for what God's called you to do. So without the Bible, I can't be the complete person God called me to be. Without reading my Bible and applying it and doing it, I can't become the person in order to fulfill the purpose in my life. That's why I read my Bible. The second benefit of reading our Bible is the new birth. Aren't you glad that when you heard the gospel and you heard the good news, that you received it, accepted it, and acted upon it, and you became a new creation? We can't get born again without Scripture. We can't get born again without Bible. Let me show you this from the Word of God. 1 Peter 1:22. Of his own will, he begat us with the word of truth. That's scripture. That's the word of God. That we should be kind of first fruits of his creatures. 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing ye then have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit into the love of the brethren, see you love one another with a pure heart. Verse 23, being born again. And I got to get born again to get in the kingdom of God. Can I have an amen? Okay. I got to be born of water and of the Spirit. Water is the natural and Spirit is the supernatural. Being born again, how did I get born again? Not corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. I got born again by the written word of God that brought me to the personal word of God, Jesus Christ, which liveth and abideth forever. So the second benefit is the new creation, the new birth. I can't get born again without the Bible, without scriptures, without the word of God, without the gospel. And that's why it's the good news. That's why it's the power unto salvation, the gospel. Number three, it produces miracles in your life. Reading your Bible will produce miracles in your life and answer to every one of your problems. Show me, Pastor. Okay. Psalm 119, 121 on the overheads. Your marvelous words are living miracles. Y'all see that, family? The marvelous words is the written word of God. Your Bible has power in it to produce a miracle in your life. Your marvelous words are living miracles. Need a miracle? Get your one-year Bible. Need a word from God? Get in the written word of God, the scriptures, the B-I-B-L-E. Your marvelous words are living miracles. No wonder I long to obey everything you say. We have to have, for the word to work and produce miracles, we've got to have an obsession for the word of God. We've got to have an obsession, and we got to love it, learn it, live it, to see it working in our life. Verse 130, break open your word within me. Break open your word within me until revelation light shines out. So the word of God is God-breathed, it's anointed, it's alive, it's full of solutions, answers, healing, restoration, new beginnings, new birth. The Bible, that's why I want to read my Bible, because when I become receptive and I open my mind to the word of God, then the word of God opens up to me. I told you last week, when we're reading the Bible is reading us. Well, we're reading the Bible is reading us. We have the instruction, and then we have the exposure. God begins to deal with us, and we say, yes, Lord, and then the correction. But after the correction comes the revelation, and after the revelation comes the transformation in a life, in a marriage, in a home, in a teenager, in a child, in a family. Oh, can we have a praise break? So break open your word within me. It's got to happen on the inside before it's ever going to happen on the outside. That's why you never want to leave this campus the same, front to back, side to side. If you leave the same is waiting for you outside. If you leave the same is waiting for you outside. The word has to open up within you. The word has to open up within you. Y'all see it, family? Say within me. Say it with me. It's got to happen on the inside, in me, before it's going to happen on the outside. Oh, you want the light to come on. You want the correction. You want the observing of what, the expose. I want God, show me what's holding me back. God, show me where I'm stumbling over the same thing. God, show me what I'm putting in my own way. God, show me. God, reveal it to me. I say, yes, God, I'll correct it. Because after the revelation comes the transformation in my life. Amen. Amen. Those with open hearts, that's y'all. Those with open hearts, that's receptivity, are given wisdom, insight. Insight. They're given wisdom and insight and perspective, and all of a sudden, you see God's plan. You see why. You see where. You see when. You see who. You see God's schedule. You understand His timing. The light comes on. Your eyes open up. Your spirit man comes alive. You know now God's working behind the scene. He's working everything together for my good. The good, the bad, the ugly. He's turning it around, fitting into a plan that He has for my life before the foundation of the world. I see it, God. I open my heart, God. I got the revelation, God, to my problem. Why my marriage isn't working. Why my kids are going crazy. Why I can't get off drugs. Why I can't beat depression. Why I can't do this. Why I can't do that. Now I see it, Lord. Now I see, God, You're fitting everything together in a plan for my life. Say it with me. God is working it out. Verse 131. I open my mouth. And I inhale. You know, some of us, you know, Navy SEALs, they talk about how you got to breathe in so many seconds. Navy SEALs, you got to hold it for 2 seconds, and then you got to let it out. And they say when you learn how to breathe, it calms you, right? It rearranges everything. Evander Holyfield, he texted me this morning. Evander. And Evander told me that when he was boxing in between the rounds, one of the things he was doing over in the corner was breathing correctly. Well, when you learn to breathe correctly, I guess you become a champion. But when you learn to breathe correctly, I guess you can defeat your opponent. When you learn to breathe correctly, I'm going to breathe in not the news, not Facebook, not TikTok, not Vic, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to breathe in the Word of God. Let's just take a deep breath. Hold it and let it out. My God will supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. Oh, I open my mouth and I inhale the Word of God because I crave. Isn't that the obsession? Isn't that the love? You got to love it. Got to learn it. God, live it, because I crave the revelation of Your commands. Family, when you come in here, I want you changed. I want you blessed. I want you happy. I want you free. But you got to have a receptive heart, a respectful heart, and a hungry, reaching heart. You got to long for revelation. Revelation simply is something revealed to you you don't know, you need to know. And when you read your Bible, you get revelation. Number 4, it gives you faith to believe. We're only going to look at a couple more. It gives you faith to believe. When you read your Bible, why read my Bible? But, you know, I grew up in the church, and I'd hear people say, well, I'm praying for faith. I knew immediately they didn't know their Bible. Family, you don't pray for faith. That's unscriptural. You can't pray for faith. How we get faith? Pastor, I want to believe for my marriage, but it's hard. I want to believe for the cancer to go, but it's hard. I want to believe for the raise, but it's hard. Pastor, I want to believe to get rid of those credit cards. But, oh, it's hard. Then you need to learn how to believe. And how do you do that? You just need faith. And where do you go to for faith? The written Word of God. Reading your one-year Bible and applying it into your life, what will happen? Faith will come. All of a sudden, you believe for the impossible. All of a sudden, you'll have a different mindset and outlook, no longer negative and weak, but now strong and courageous in the Lord. Amen? So then faith comes by, I told you last week, read your Bible out loud. Because when you hear yourself say it, it's quicker for you to believe it. That's why I have you say things out loud. Because when you hear yourself say it, you tend to believe it quicker. So, reading my Bible out loud, faith will come quicker to me when I hear myself reading it. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Whatever area that you're struggling in, I learned this from Fred Price. When I went out there, he said, whatever area you're having a problem with, go to the Bible on that topic and become an expert. Read and then read and reread and read and reread on that topic that you're struggling with, and faith will come for you to get victory in that subject, that area, that topic of your life. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Last, as the team comes out, a fifth benefit of why I read my Bible, it gives me victory over sin and helps me to win in spiritual warfare. It gives me victory over sin. And you know, sin, I don't like to sin. I sin. Anybody else sin in this place? We're going to have a big prayer line here. We're going to cast that lying devil out of all of you. Amen. Except those who raise your hand. None of us are perfect, right? We still sin as Christians. We still make mistakes. But what does sin do to a Christian? It robs you of the joy of the fellowship with your Heavenly Father. And then it opens the door for the devil to come in and attack your flesh and your soul. But reading my Bible every day will give me victory over sin and those habits and those faults and those weaknesses in my life. Like Paul, I can relate with Paul. Didn't the Apostle Paul say, the things I should do, I don't do. And the things that I shouldn't do, this is the Apostle Paul, I continually do. Well, how do you fix that? Reading your Bible and applying it. Look what it says here in Psalm 119, verse 9. Shall a young man, how does a young man, this goes along with youth camp this week, how does a young man or a young woman cleanse their way? How? By taking heed thereunto according to the written word of God. When we read our Bible, it's like Roto-Rooter. It cleanses us. Amen. It cleanses us. It's like Roto-Rooter. I remember a preacher years ago told me, way back over on the other side of the street, way back, he was on Daystar, TBN, PTL when they had it. Famous preacher. And here's what he told me. I go to the bed every night and I listen to the Bible when I go to bed. I said, why do you do that? He said, because it cleans my mind and my soul and my thought life while I'm sleeping. He said, when I started this, I had the worst nightmares. I had pornography. This is the preacher. I had all these bad things. And he said, what was happening was the word was flushing it out while I was sleeping, getting rid of it while I was sleeping. The word of God purifies us. So notice that how do I cleanse my way? How do I conquer sin, hidden sin? How do I do that? Weakness, habits, by taking heed to the written word of God. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. I don't want to compromise, God. Verse 11, thy word, written word, Bible, scripture, that's why I read it. I put it in my heart when I don't need it. So when I'm tempted, I got it. I put it in my heart when I don't need it. So when I do need it, it comes out. Because I hate the devil. He tempts us and then he condemns us. Right? So thy word have I hid in my heart, and you got to have it in your heart before it works. Well, I heard everything you said today before several times, Pastor. How's it working for you? You see, that's head knowledge. When I hear people say, I know that, I heard that, that's head knowledge. Knowing it won't help us. Head knowledge won't help us. It's got to get past my head and in my heart to work. I get it in my heart with my mouth. I get it in my heart with my mouth. I get it in my heart with my mouth. Thy word have I hid in my heart, and it's hard work getting it in your heart. That's why only 3 out of 10 Christians read their Bible every day in America. It's hard work confessing the word over and over again. It's hard work getting a scripture and you keep saying it and you keep saying it and you memorize it and you meditate on it and you do it until you're tired. Then you keep doing it again until it drops from your head to your heart, and then you believe with your heart. Then you speak to the mountain and it moves and casts into the sea. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Pastor, I went to church all my life and word isn't working. It's because it's in your head. It's called religion. It's got to get in your heart. It gets from your head to your heart with your mouth. You got to speak God's word out loud for it to get in your heart. It's got to get in your heart for your mountains to move. It's got to get in your heart for you to be able to release your faith and see miracles. That I might not sin against you. Whoa. How can a young man stay pure? Only by living. Woo. Living in the written word of God and walking in the Bible truth. That's how I stay pure. I've longed for you with a passion in my heart. Don't let me stray from your directions. Consider your word. Oh, this is what Pastor started with the very beginning with the story of his mother. Consider your word, the written word, to be my greatest treasure. Not my children, not my family, not my husband, not my wife, not my parents, not my dog, not my cat. Not my job, not my car, not my bike, not my truck, not my golf clubs, not my shotgun. My greatest treasure should be this written word of God. The most valuable, that's getting quiet on me now. Maybe we need to sing something right and praise the Lord. Did y'all see this, family? Because I know that's where it's at in your life. You wouldn't be here in the summer if it wasn't, amen? I consider your word to be my greatest treasure. And I treasure it in my heart. It keeps me from committing sin against you. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. I'm done. Did you get anything today? Oh, hallelujah. Say it with me. The word is working in my life. I love it. I learn it. I'm living it. In Jesus' name, amen. One more time, can you thank him for revelation knowledge? Wow. Now, look up here at me just for a second. We're about to go. Held you a little bit longer, but we can't be in a hurry if we want revival. Okay? So when Kim and I were youth pastors in the 70s in Ames, Iowa, and in Assembly of God Church, it was a great church. We also had a campus ministry at Iowa State University. And we had this incredible youth group, and we would take them out on Friday nights and walk the campus of Iowa State University, and we would witness. We would do soul winning. And I taught the youth group the Roman road. And I said, all you need is your story and the Roman road. Really, Pastor Dave? That's what they call me. Pastor Dave, really? Yeah. All you need is your story and the Roman road, and you can lead anybody who's open as we go out on these Friday nights to Iowa State University campus. And I said, here it is. This is the Roman road. Memorize these scriptures. Why I read my Bible? So I can lead people to Christ. Because remember, you can't get saved without the written word, the word of God. So here's the first one. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners before we met Christ. Amen. We all have fallen short. None of us are perfect. We all need God. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and the wages of sin is death. That's eternal separation from God. That's hell. Darkness, fire, demons, yelling, screaming, crying, no relief for eternity. So all have sinned. That's Romans 3:23. The wages of sin is Romans 6:23. But the good news is Romans 5 and verse 8, but God in his love sent Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners. Isn't that awesome? He died for us. You see, some people question if he loves you now. He loved you when you were a sinner. While we were sinners, he died for us. That's Romans 5:8. And then we end with this, Romans 10, verse 13, the Roman road, four scriptures. Your story and these scriptures can lead anybody to Christ. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ooh. So with our heads bowed right now, we're going to pray a corporate prayer because of time, and I value your time. But this is important. So those of you who don't know God and you want to know God, now's your time. now's your time. For those of you who know God, but you kind of walked away from God, now's your time to adjust to the scriptures today, to the word of God. And the exposure has come, and now you say yes. And then the revelation and the transformation, everything changes. But wherever you're at, here online, let's all pray. Church, let's help them. Let's all pray this prayer together. Say it with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I changed my mind. I want to go in a new direction. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look up, everybody, and celebrate with all of heaven right now. Thank you, Lord.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.